Our next article is called Food, Faith, and a Pandemic, written for us by Linda Johnson Seikulo, who is an ELCA missionary pastor working in Liberia. COVID-19 has affected people all over the world, and Liberia, in West Africa, is no exception. But the effects there were different from most of the Western Hemisphere. To contain the virus, the Liberian government issued social restrictions at an early stage, including mask wearing, social distancing, no unnecessary travel, and no large group gatherings. The government also closed the country's borders. While these restrictions contributed to a relatively low level of infection and deaths, Liberia began to run out of rice, its staple food. As rice became scarce, its price increased and its quality fell below standard. The reason for the scarcity was simple. Liberia imports more than 70% of its rice, and when the borders closed, Liberians who already challenged economically couldn't afford it or find it. The Lutheran Church of Liberia, an ELCA companion, is 161 years old, and since its founding has focused on three things: teaching, preaching, and healing. But as Jensen Seikulo, presiding bishop, explained, a dream from God inspired him to add a fourth focus, feeding. Seikulo, that's the author's husband, had been studying Matthew 14, in which Jesus gives his first disciples a mandate to give the people something to eat. He began to think of those words as a mandate to the 21st century disciples as well, and felt that the Christian church in Liberia should live up to its calling by helping people use the climate, the fertile soil, and their farming expertise to feed themselves and their nation. As the Lutheran Church leaders began to create this ministry, they drew on relationships with the United Methodist Church and the Episcopal Church, already partners in other ministries. Their church also enlisted the national government, the University of Liberia, Africa Rice, an intergovernmental organization, and a Baptist church. The project was named the Liberian Initiative for Feeding Everyone, or Life Liberia. By rural ELCA pastor, it aims to reduce dependence on rice imports by focusing on the following objectives in rural Liberia: increasing lowland rice cultivation with a semi-mechanized method that reduces drudge work, collaborating with abandoned idle industrial processors to improve investment in and boost processing and marketing of Liberian rice. These processors remove the husks from the rice grains, readying them for consumption, and are able to do it faster in larger quantities than removing husks by hand. Engaging the Liberian government, development partners, and such private sector actors as businesses, churches, and mosques to concert efforts in increasing rice production. Life Liberia has the potential to turn a nightmare of food scarcity into a dream of God's kingdom, with God's people in Liberia becoming self-sufficient in their food production. Seikulo and the staff of Life Liberia continue to pray for God's guidance of and blessings on their work.